Welcome to Watershed's August podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed Media Centre in Bristol. Lars von Trier's Antichrist, which I touched on in last month's podcast in conversation with Father Robert King of Clifton Diocese, continues this month. I'd be very interested to know your thoughts on the film if you managed to see it, or if not, you still have a few more days, certainly here at Watershed in Bristol. May well be about to arrive at a cinema near you. We tried what appears to be a successful experiment with the film, inviting the audience to record their views after seeing the film. This was low tech, which in itself is interesting. Using post-its and a notice board, we asked for immediate feedback from audience members coming out of screenings, preferably in one post-it sized space, to get their thoughts. A bit like a real world Twitter. The idea being to get something spontaneous. Of course, there is always one who will break the rules and gather together a handful of post-its and start an essay. The response has been remarkable and indicates both the range and the depth of feeling for the film. Here are some examples. Effective, provocative, but extremely pretentious. Uncomfortable, traumatic, unflinching, familiar. Unrelenting, superlative cinematography. I was very scared and wasn't sure I could sit through it, but actually it wasn't as scary and I actually enjoyed it. Very beautiful, in brackets, a girly. Pretentious and boring. Loved Charlotte Gainsbourg, hated Willem Dafoe. I like it. No idea what certain elements mean. Last shot is a prime example, but cinematography was stunning, performances strong, and von Trier remains one of the most thought-provoking filmmakers. Needed more talking foxes. I agree with that last comment about the talking fox, but that's perhaps for another time. We've also seen in this experiment people reading these comments and deciding they will go and see the film, which critics and the media have decidedly put them off. In my own view, Antichrist is 3 seconds of sex, 3 seconds of mutilation, and an hour 44 minutes of intense, haunting beauty. I mentioned elsewhere that for me it was interesting seeing the film in Cannes. It was the first screening, and all I knew was that it was Lars von Trier's new film, and it was in the horror genre. Those two facts alone lead to all sorts of intriguing possibilities, and your imagination running in all directions. In a festival like Cannes, the journalists have not had time to impress on you their views, prejudices, or approach. You are seeing the film without a critical safety net. I remember being profoundly moved by the opening. There is a very small scene after the prologue where Willem Dafoe and Charlotte Gainsbourg follow their son's funeral cortege, which is just the most devastating representation of inconsolable grief. It is almost a throwaway scene, yet extraordinary in its craft and meaning. I was stunned by the beauty of some of the sequences, especially the dream ones of Gainsbourg in the woods, and of course shocked by the mutilation. I cursed von Trier for putting that image in my head. The critics went ballistic for the latter. It was difficult not to find the journalist who was playing into the court jester element of the director's personality. I watched the film again at a press show a couple of weeks ago, and what struck me was how stunning the film is as a piece of cinema, and how, in actual fact, the sensational moments fit meaningfully and coherently within the narrative and the plot of the film. By this time it was too late. Antichrist had already been pigeonholed by journalists and some film critics as repulsive, degrading, etc., etc. The distributor and indeed the director playing positively to this front row. The image for the poster is from a sequence even less than 3 seconds of the film. So what am I saying? Go see Antichrist and make up your own mind. And for what it's worth, I do think it is a work of cinematic sublime mastery. Yes, it's Lars von Trier's film, but it is equally cinematographer Anthony Dodd Mantles, who has shot a number of von Trier's other films, but people may well know him more for Slumdog Millionaire. It is also Charlotte Gainsbourg and Willem Dafoe's film. Gainsbourg quite rightly gets the plaudits for an extraordinarily brave performance, but also Willem Dafoe's subtle and nuanced performance. And on that note, I am off now to dive into hundreds of short films to begin to piece together this year's Encounters Short Film Festival programme for November. Maybe I will come across the next, the new, the British Lars von Trier. If I do, you'll be the second to know. That's all for this month's podcast.